Best new car lease deals for February 2026. While there are always cars that are listed for too much money, the takeaway from a healthy 2025 sales year is that price matters, more than ever. This month, we've lowered our own limits to no more than $499 per month and $4,700 at signing, which just so happens to be the Infiniti QX60, the most expensive model on this list. Take a look. Make sure you first read our leasing guide. We've covered everything that may get glossed over in the showroom: advertising fees, money factors, residuals, legal implications, and all the other fine print that could cost you thousands more than you'd expect. When comparing similar cars, be aware that a lower monthly price often demands more money up front. As with any national lease special, enter your zip code on an automaker's website to check if these deals apply to your area. Prices do not include taxes or fees and may be higher or lower depending on your location. Research is always your friend. Honda shop for a new Honda. A fully loaded Honda Civic Hybrid is a mighty fine small car, able to outgun a Civic C at an on-ramp and then hit 45 plus miles per gallon at a steady cruise. The sport touring hatchback in this lease is our favorite trim level because it packs additional comforts including heated leather seats, Google infotainment, and a sunroof. Honda will knock off $30 per month if you own a Honda or a car from a competing brand. Nissan shop for a new Nissan Hyundai and Kia used to sell the lowest price small sedans. These days, it's consistently Nissan. The Sentra was heavily refreshed for 2026 with a longer-looking body, it's not, actually, and a reworked interior with big displays on a snazzy dash. This deal for the SV has softer cloth trim, remote start, the full digital instrument panel, and an alarm, among other features unavailable on the base S. Ford shop for a new Ford. Although Ford is no longer offering signing payments that match the monthly payment, it is continuing to advertise low lease prices on the Explorer if you can settle for the base trim. This lease is for the active trim with all-wheel drive and the comfort package, which includes a heated steering wheel, 8-way power passenger seat, remote start, silver accents, fog lights, LED daytime running lights, and climate controls for the second row. Infiniti shop for a new Infiniti. Infiniti's lease deals are usually terrible, with signing payments of $6,000 or more. While the QX80 rightfully commands such premiums, the midsize QX60 does not, and now Infiniti appears to be getting the message, offering a lower signing payment and unusually short lease term. This is the lowest signing payment for a QX60 we've seen, and at this price it rivals the Buick Enclave, the Honda Pilot, and Nissan's own Pathfinder, among other three-row SUVs. This deal is for the Lux model, which is one up from the base trim. GMC shop for a new GMC. The lowest offer on a new pickup truck isn't from Hyundai, which prices the Santa Cruz so high that it's reportedly bowing out of the market, or from Ford, which doesn't need to slap any incentives on the Maverick. It's not from Chevrolet either. GMC is killing it with affordable leases on the Canyon, and for versions you'd actually want, like this 4WD Elevation Crew Cab with the short bed. The normal premium on pickup trucks doesn't apply at GMC, and we like that the prices keep getting lower. Alfa Romeo shop for a new Alfa Romeo. While its Italy-built cousin, the Dodge Hornet, is discontinued due to tariffs and poor sales, the Tunnale keeps on trucking. While there are deals on the plug-in hybrid, that trim is gone for 2026, and the best price is on the base car, and it's a better deal than at Dodge, which apparently wants no one to lease a Hornet. For a semi-luxury experience, you could do worse than a small Alfa. Subaru shop for a new Subaru. Hands down, the best deal on a new performance car is this offer on the 2025 WRX, which waives the down payment and also lowers the monthly price versus Subaru's lease deals of just a few months ago. Any premium trim with the 6-speed manual is good at this price, so long as it doesn't have the package with the sunroof and upgraded stereo. Mini shop for a new Mini. The biggest Mini is this small SUV, and while we rank it in the luxury class, the Countryman is priced for the everyman. For thousands less than its BMW X1 platform mate, the Countryman S in this lease comes with a circular touchscreen, adaptive cruise, navigation, a sunroof, and other niceties. It's also the only Mini model with all-wheel drive. The catch? A low cap of 7,500 annual miles and an interior that skimps on material quality versus the previous generation.